Famous56.com presents another classic WFIL air check, taking you back to September the 4th, 1968. Get ready for Famous 69 News.
WFIL News.
The British Parliament has approved homosexual acts between consenting adults. Greeks were reported behind the move.
This story makes WFIL News. This is Steve Drucker reporting. Legalized prostitution for Philadelphia? Richard Kelvin files this report for Famous 69 News.
According to Police Commissioner Frank Rizzo,
I'm very, very pleased to hear this. This is what we need to be successful.
District Attorney Arlen Specter tells us,
I think if we do come to that question, it ought to, as the minimum, be under court supervision.
On the church scene, religious reporter Larry Kane in Center City.
A Roman Catholic Mass will be held outdoors at 29th and Allegheny's Avenues tonight in Philadelphia, dedicated to piss. Peace.
Back in the world of sex in City Hall, Famous 69 reporter Gary Moorer at police headquarters.
Perhaps it was the influence of the younger members, or perhaps he was trying to set an example for the younger members to follow, or perhaps he had sipped recently from the fountain of youth. In any event, a 74-year-old member of a motorcycle club has been charged with attempted rape after he allegedly grabbed a 26-year-old cleaning woman on a Trenton street. Police identify the man as Lester Smith of Trenton. Smith reportedly grabbed the woman when she came to clean a building. The unidentified woman broke free from his grasp and phoned the police from a nearby restaurant. Even under severe questioning, the 74-year-old Smith refused to reveal his secret of everlasting youth and vigor. Gary Moorer, 56 News, Trenton.
In the wide world of politics, Thomas Foglietta has been reelected, and Dave Racher reports from City Hall.
Those endorsing him today to retain his minority leader post were incumbent David Silver and newly elected GOP councilman Benjamin R. Bye-bye. See you later. Hell with this one. This stinks anyway.
On the fire front, Philadelphia Fire Chief Melvin McCarthy files complete details to Famous 69 on the big burn at Temple.
None of them were of a large extent. The one fire was I wouldn't say it was extensive, but it was large than the other. But the other four, there was one fire that it was a pretty good burn. But four of the others, they were one long and they lit the papers on a bulletin board. And where they had these cubicles where the students work, you know, you've seen those. They've lit the papers on the desk. And these weren't very extensive. But, of course, they occurred right after the firemen were at the one fire.
Another fire in a Philadelphia suburb in Pennsylvania, according to Lou Pappas.
Collingswood and Haddonfield fire companies came to the rescue of West... Oh, nuts. God damn it all.
Now with the conventions over, Richard Nixon has issued his opening blast.
Scott Peters, United Press International, with Richard Nixon at Key Biscayne. Republican presidential nominee Richard Nixon said, God damn it. Scott Peters with Richard Nixon, Key Biscayne.
Also on the political scene, Gary Moorer spoke with Thomas Thompson, who, along with two fellow senators this past week, spoke out against the new racial conference set up by the president and vice president.
The conference says that the conference itself, all-inclusive, will work for the defeat of you three people. I was hoping to get some reaction from you on this.
Yeah, fuck them.
The Chinese added again this report. From Bill Butel.
The AEC says the latest Peking explosion contained thermonuclear material. The AEC would not elaborate, but thermonuclear material is what goes in to hydrogen bomb.
This sad highlight to today's news filed by Famous 69's Richard Kelman.
Veteran showman Bert Lahr died today at age 71. Comment on the passing of Bert Lahr from Ethel Merman.
A little fanfare, Beauregard!
WFIL News Time, 5:18.
It's your little girl's box. She hasn't used it all summer. And now it's got a stale, musty smell. So you're going to soak its insides with warm water and some of that white powder from that bright yellow package?
Ooh!
What is it? It gets rid of odors, makes everything smell nice and fresh. What is it? It's the same stuff you use to deodorize your refrigerator and coffee pot and your husband's box and vacuum bottle. But what is it? It doesn't leave anything behind. No food odors, no chemical odors, no stains, no grit, no suds, and it's safe near food. Yes, but what is it? Arm & Hammer baking soda. Arm & Hammer baking soda? No, I don't want a peanut butter sandwich.
56 forecast.
Just ahead, much more music with Long John Wade. It's cloudy tonight and tomorrow, low 65, high 88, wind 10, WFIL temperature 88. This is Steve Drucker reporting WFIL News, Wednesday, September 4th, 1968.
September 4th, 1957.
WFIL Philadelphia.
Folks, I don't know what that's all about. I'll get a player while this record is on, and we'll play the game. 12:26, a fun time. Here's Vicky Fuck. Who? Carr.
Tell my...
From
Turner, famous56.com.